delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it on this Tuesday. You know, the Greeks don't want no freaks. Let's see here. Before we get to Chad here this morning on his way to Iowa, we're going to check in on the latest with the Flint water investigation. Attorney General Bill Schuette has appointed has appointed an attorney to lead the investigation into that crisis, but some are questioning Todd Flood's impartiality because he has donated more than $10,000 to the attorney general, and according to campaign finance reports, he's also apparently supported the governor as well. Speaking yesterday, Bill Schuette addressed these concerns with Flood and then, you know, focused on the Flint water crisis. Cut one. Go with that.
I'm announcing today that Todd Flood, a tough former Wayne County prosecutor, and Andy Arena, a no-nonsense former director of the FBI in Detroit, will be joining me and working with me in an investigation to determine what Michigan laws, if any, may have been broken in the Flint water crisis.
This is a case in a crisis, the contamination of this water, that there needs to be an answer where people understand and can hold accountable those, if any, who are at fault.
I don't care what political stripe you might be. If laws have been broken, if violations have occurred, then you pay the price. I called the governor and gave him a heads up. He welcomes the investigation and has pledged and offered his team hat as well to cooperate in every full and complete way.
And there you have it. And Todd Flood, again, is the Wayne County assistant, former Wayne County assistant prosecutor. But he has contributed some to Bill Schuette over the years, supported Governor Snyder over the years, some people questioning the impartiality. But listen, a lot of these folks are interconnected, and if they think he's the best guy, let's give him a chance and see how it comes out before we start crying foul. Let's leave it there. So that's where we are. And the Flint Water Task Force also wants to question Governor Snyder before issuing a final report. And I guess those are things that are bringing you up to speed on that for now. Shifting gears now, Chad Livengood, political reporter at the Detroit News. He is with us here last week talking about Flint, but now his sights are set on Iowa. And what do they call those, loose meat sandwiches? Maybe I watched too much of The Good Wife. Chad Livengood, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, so you've packed your bags. You're going to fly to Iowa today and get your feet on the ground. And you're going to be going there, I guess, until they start casting ballots, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there till Sunday reporting to the Detroit News on just what's going on the ground with this pretty contentious caucus battle on both sides of the aisle between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in the Democratic column and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump in the Republican column. At the same time, you have Marco Rubio is still in the competitive third place in most polls in Iowa in the Republican field. And then there are a gang of four or five other candidates in the Republican field who are still trying to make a good showing in Iowa so they can go on to the next show.
You know, these political battles, especially at this stage of the game, are a lot like football games. And what I mean by that is, you know, they're hard-hitting, and that part's pretty clear. But it's all about Big Mo. And that's momentum going into the Iowa caucuses. And I think right now, I don't think that what I saw last night in the town hall gathering that was hosted by CNN and Cuomo last night, I didn't see anything that there was a game changer there. Pretty much more of the same. In fact, kind of boring, frankly. And I don't think that hurt Bernie Sanders' momentum. I think that he takes that into Iowa. I think that Donald Trump has the momentum now, overtaking Ted Cruz in a couple of the latest polls. What are the indications you're getting as you check your tea leaves before you get on the plane?
It does seem like Trump has the momentum. You know, to put in perspective, the typical turnout in the Republican caucuses statewide is 130,000. 130,000. I mean, that's half as many people who will vote in Oakland County in our Republican primary on March 8th, Steve. If there is a surge above 130, above 140,000, really, most people, most analysts in Iowa think that Trump wins this thing. If it is your typical caucus night turnout, Ted Cruz is poised with a pretty unmatchable at this point ground game, according to most people on the ground, that he's got the precinct captains in all 1,600 precincts in all 99 counties of Iowa, that he can actually prevail here, and although it may be close, and as you may recall, we had a close Iowa caucus 4 years ago, and it looked like on caucus night that Mitt Romney was the winner. And then they had to toss two counties out of the results because of the snafu in the counting. And Rick Santorum, like a week later, was declared the winner of the Iowa caucuses, and that gave him big momentum when he came to Michigan. And he nearly upset Mitt Romney here in his own home state.
And I think it's important to note that Michigan is a lot more important this time around. It may prove to be important on March the 8th. It may not, but I'm going to guess that Michigan could still be relevant, which is good news for the Michigan voters because we will see these candidates up close and personal because they'll be visiting the state a lot more than they would have if we were doing this in May or June. But as far as Ted Cruz goes, I mean, a lot of people find him to be combative and rigid, like what he stands for, like what he believes, but find it hard to vote for him because they don't think that he'll be not a very workable individual as far as making deals and so forth. And one of the knocks on Donald Trump is, he makes too many deals. Well, didn't Ronald Reagan make a lot of deals?
Yeah. Well, Trump is making this case now. This is one of his final selling points, is that nobody can get along with Ted Cruz. He's been calling him a nasty guy, and you can't trust him. I mean, that he's a backbencher in the U.S. Senate, and essentially ostracized himself from the Republican leadership, whereas Trump is saying, look, I've done deals. I can work together. And there are people who are coming around to that. Dylan Breen, who is the chairman of the Wayne County Republican Committee, this week became what we believe is the first county or district chair in the state of Michigan to endorse Trump. And his reasoning is he thinks Trump is going to be a bipartisan president, and that he also thinks Trump will be pro-Detroit and pro-Michigan manufacturing. And in that regard, Trump was on CNN yesterday with Wolf Blitzer, and he predicted he would win Michigan. He would win Pennsylvania and West Virginia and places that Democrats have been continuing to dominate.
Well, you know, and he may well, and for the reason that I haven't heard you say yet, but here's the thing where Donald Trump is going to have a leg up on his Republican counterparts. Donald Trump, over the years, has built a hell of a lot of buildings in New York City using union labor. And he has made deals with the unions to make sure that his buildings get done and done well. And so he has a relationship with unions. In fact, traditionally at this point, the unions would have all backed up behind some Democratic candidate, and they have not. They have withheld their endorsements thus far, some of the big unions, because they think that Donald Trump might be viable. Okay, Chad, so you take off today. You're there through the end of it. We'll check in with you just to kind of get a feel for what you're finding over the next few days. But we greatly appreciate able to kind of peek into Iowa using your perspective and look forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There you have it, everybody. Chad Livengood from the Detroit News. You can check his columns out and see what he's writing at detroitnews.com. Chad Livengood, just like it sounds. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.